Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And welcome into the Tuesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 25 years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Joe Rex Road, what's going on? How we doing?
Doing okay. Not much going on.
That's good.
I have no other answer.
That's good.
I don't know what to tell you, man. What is it, Tuesday?
It is Tuesday. Yeah. Michelle, how's life?
First day of February. I'm acting as a teacher back here. We're training Will on the board.
Boy. Will.
What's up, Will?
Legend. Former intern, Will. No longer intern, Will.
No longer
just legend, Will.
Yeah, for a while, Robbie, when you would introduce the show, you're like, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex, and Michelle Knezovic, intern Will.
Intern Will. Well, just got to make sure. He feels the love in here.
You know what's funny? When I came in today, I didn't realize that was Will in there.
Who'd you think it was?
Our intern from yesterday.
Nick.
Nick.
Listen, we got a party party in here lately.
I'm sorry, Will. I thought you were Nick.
Welcome back with a big Nebraska Cornhuskers hat on.
That's right. He's got a very cool Nebraska hat on.
We just hired Nebraska Cornhusker interns left and right. Oh, amazing stuff. Hey, Tom Brady's broken his silence, Joe Rex Road. How about that? You were calling for it yesterday on your Rex rant. All it took was a plea from Rex Road, and Tom Brady has broken his silence on his Let's Go podcast, saying, quote, sometimes it takes some time to really evaluate how you feel and what you want to do. I think when the time's right, I'll be ready to make a decision one way or another. Just like I said last week, when asked about a timeline, Brady says, quote, I don't know. I'll know when the time is right. Like I've always said, I'm very blessed to play as long as I have. As things have gone on in the later parts of my career, there's a lot of interest in when I'm going to stop playing. I understand that. When I know, I'll know. It's coming from Tom Brady.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the whole thing is weird. And, I mean, maybe I was wrong yesterday. You know, maybe those guys just went on weak stuff. But, you know, his own company tweeted out a farewell thing and then deleted it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this looks like all of a sudden, like it was all done, go with it, it's fine, and then wait, no, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, do you think he had, like, second thoughts?
I mean, there's no other way to explain how your own company would have a message of retirement tweeted out,
yeah,
which is then deleted.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I wouldn't think so.
Or someone's getting fired there. Like,
yeah, how many people work for Tom Brady?
Probably an army of people, but you know, still, you would think that they'd have things in order to where there wouldn't be an employee going rogue, you know.
The social media manager said, I'll take things into my own hands.
Brady's social media manager saw Schefter's report, like, oh, man, I don't have a video ready. Got to get this thing going.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll just tweet something out about it. Yeah, we'll do that and ask questions later. It's very interesting. Situation.
Brady's social media manager is Robert Kraft. He just said, oh, God.
So, I mean, it's strange. I mean, I still think, like, everybody thinks it's going to just end up going to retirement. What if it doesn't, though?
Well, now I'm starting to lean that maybe it's not going to.
Maybe not.
He's just, like, maybe he came out and told Darlington and was like, you know what? That sounds awful. I don't know if I'm going to do that. Let's walk away. Let's walk away from everything I just told Jeff Darlington. Sorry, bud.
I can't remember anything exactly like that. Because, you know, usually it just is going to come from the person.
Yeah, I mean, he could go the Brett Favre route and retire and then say, you know what, screw it. It's August 13th. Let's get back in there.
Well, even if he does go through with this, I mean, I promise you that will happen. I mean, that'll 100% happen. Like, the next time someone needs a quarterback, you know, it's like Phillip Rivers this last summer, right? I mean, with Tom Brady being that guy, whatever he's doing, you know, coaching, you know, like a competitive Frisbee team, whatever he's doing, like, people are going to find him and see if he can come back and join the league.
Oh, so, yeah.
And he may be tempted because he's
super darn good.
I mean – He's playing at a much higher level. Well, he's playing at a higher level than Phillip Rivers ever played. But, I mean, certainly relative to age, not even close.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm impressed that – I'm going to give you some credit here. You called him out yesterday, and on the same day he responds. Is that a coincidence?
I don't know.
You be the judge.
I don't think so. I mean, we've seen him lurking on here, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
He's lurking around.
TB12 and then a bunch of numbers after it.
Maybe he's turned schools over there. Maybe he's at NBA.
He's just sad that Rexford's not right. A fan.
I don't know where this comes from. I like Tom Brady just fine. When Tom Brady was in college, I said repeatedly,
it comes for you.
Play him. Disrespect. He's better than Drew Henson. And yet Lloyd Carr would continue to play Drew Henson.
From last year before he won the Super Bowl, you saying Dan Fouts is a better quarterback. That's where it comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen the trend on Twitter where it's like post how old you were when Tom Brady was drafted?
Oh, yeah.
And you have to like quote it and post a picture of yourself?
Yeah.
No.
What were you, like 3 or 4?
I was 2.
Yeah. That's about right.
That's funny.
I wasn't much older.
You post a picture of you when you were 2?
I'm adorable, by the way.
We'll have to find this. I'm trying to think. What would I be?
You covered him. Were you in college?
No, I was out of college. Yeah. I was out of college. I'm a bit older than him.
A little bit.
Not too much.
Not much, though.
Not too much.
Yeah.
He's like Katie's age.
Yeah.
So, he was just like, same dude, a little bit less fat. I mean, but, like...
There's this idea.
Quarterbacks.
There's this idea, because everybody keeps posting, like, these... ESPN put this out there the other day. It's a side-by-side of, like, Brady when he first came in the league and what he looks like now. And he looks way better now than he did when he came in the league. And there's this theory out there that Tom Brady got a facelift a long time ago, and that's why he looks as good as
just
he does.
Just a facelift way long ago.
That's what I'm saying. That's the theory that's out there, that he got a facelift.
The TB12 method, man.
I don't even know what a facelift makes you look like, but I assume it lifts your face.
Like take wrinkles away?
I guess so. I don't know.
Tighten it up
a little bit.
Tighten
under the chin.
Up. Come on, tighten up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Well, I mean, hey, go back and look at pictures of Nick Saban from the 90s at Michigan State, and he looks 15 years older than he does now. I mean... The
you have money, you can.
The Just for Men, went into full effect in the early 2000s.
You think if I made
that's
Tom
a cute
Brady
picture?
Money?
Look at Michelle. Look at the young Michelle there. Oh, Kimberly A. Martin. Okay. Huh.
You think if I made Tom Brady money, getting like regrow hair, just get a nice sick flow to me instead of being bald?
You could always do the hair plugs.
Yeah.
You could get a rat tail, Rob.
That'd look good.
Well, do you know there's people out there who, should be bald who aren't. Who don't just have like bad hair pieces on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's a lot of regrow hair stuff out there. Some of it probably works.
Yeah. Ron texting in on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Good morning, guys. Call me weird, but my motivational song today is Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. It's a great song. I love that song.
It's a jam.
Way to go, Ron.
That's a good 80s riff.
Not
going to
hear us
Ron.
Call you weird for that song. Love that song.
You know that song, Michelle?
You do, I promise.
Yep. When you list during the break,
I promise
you find
you know
that
it.
Song, you'll be like, okay, yep. Yep. I know. That'd be a good intro song today. Thank you, Ron.
Oh man. So the Russell Wilson to Titans conversation is not gonna go away anytime soon, especially if our friend Jared has anything to say about it. It got me thinking yesterday, not just with the Russell Wilson thing, but just in general. If you're a free agent out there, we're going to talk about maybe some free agent options for the Titans a little bit later this hour at a position of need that I think is vital heading into next year. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later in the show. But if you're a free agent out there this offseason, or for the sake of this conversation, a quarterback, how attractive are the Titans? How attractive should the Titans be? Because I think those are two very different questions. I think if you're a quarterback out there, let's say Russell Wilson's on the move and he wants out of Seattle, like you could do a whole lot worse than coming to the Tennessee Titans. There's a lot in place right now where you could win. But, you know, it kind of feels like every time that a high-profile player throws these lists out there of where they'll accept a trade and do all these other things, I mean, how often are the Tennessee Titans on that list? Not very. Russell Wilson put a list out there last year. Titans nowhere to be found. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that would be the same thing this year, because information changes and all of a sudden, like, you know, I doubt the Cowboys are on his list. Dak Prescott's going to be the quarterback of the Cowboys. So things change. when it comes to that. But I just wonder, like, everybody's like, Jared's talking about, well, you just got to convince Russell to come to the Titans. Well, that sounds like a pretty easy thing to do, but it's not. Like, Russell Wilson could have absolutely zero interest in coming here. I just wonder, from your vantage point, how attractive you think the Titans are in free agents' minds and maybe prospective quarterbacks' minds as we move into this offseason.
I would say pretty attractive. You know, a year ago, remember, like, there was not a peep around here about any sort of quarterback situation, because the Titans had their guy. So I think if you're a quarterback on another team, even if you believe you're better than Ryan Tannehill, and a lot of quarterbacks rightfully do, you had to look at this team and say, okay, well, they're set. You know, he just had this, like, career year, and so, you know, like that's not really an option. I would say now it looks like they're a team that has a lot of things going for it, except for, you know, at that position, there would seem to be a reason to try to upgrade. You know, another thing with the Titans is Nashville. I mean, I think Nashville now has become – I mean, let's look at the – okay, so Russell Wilson's wife, does she still make music? I mean, is she still
active
musical artist?
By the way, I heard a song of hers yesterday. It was popped up on my random Spotify list. How about that?
Maybe she'll get back at it if they move here.
See, that's weird right there.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Like, we're all being watched. What's that now?
I said maybe if they move here, she will get back into the music.
Well, yes, but seriously, like, I could see her finding this place appealing. Shailene Woodley? Isn't she best friends with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, Reese Witherspoon lives here.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's like, seriously, like, there's one thing.
Which, for those who don't know, is Aaron Rodgers' future wife, I guess.
The wives wear the pants.
Are they just girlfriend, boyfriend?
No, they're engaged.
They're engaged? Yeah. Okay.
They've been engaged for a long time, but they're engaged.
So, I mean, that really does, I mean, I would say, like, that has to be a factor. Not that you couldn't live somewhere else. You know, you can go somewhere for a season and live wherever you want. I mean, I'm sure they still live in California a lot of the time, right?
Yeah.
But apart from that, I mean, does the weakness of the division matter? Because that's something that, you know, your guy Schneidman mentioned on Rodgers and the Colts.
Yeah.
So the Titans would be the same boat there. I mean, look, if you're both of those guys, you would assume, and again, they have veto power, but, like, they should understand that their teams would rather trade them to the AFC than to the NFC, right? So that should cut half the league out. So, I mean, you have to compare it to other places. Yep. What are the other places? Pittsburgh. You know what's, you know, you could rank the attractiveness of these places. I mean, there's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks.
Yeah,
as always.
We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Row, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. How attractive do you think the Titans are, either with free agents or when it comes to potential quarterbacks out there as well? We'll continue that conversation coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Row here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Now, Ron's right. This song puts me in a good mood. It's good stuff.
Nothing, Michelle? Okay, wait, you gotta wait. Wait till, okay, here comes the chorus.
It is not clicking. It's not doing it. Wow.
It's a great video, too. Like, a dude turns into an eagle and stuff. It's just classic 80s MTV, you know, just completely nonsensical stuff. It's great.
Oh, man. What a song.
It's a jam.
It was good, though. I liked it.
Oh, it's a great song.
Gotta love some Yes. Get some Yes rocking. Next, I want to hear Starship Trooper next. It's like a 14-minute rock jam.
Oh, man. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Corey in Clarksville texting in says, what money? How could you get Russell Wilson with Ryan Tannehill's contract? He would have to be traded.
Yep, you'd have to trade him. and you'd still be eating a good chunk of dead money, and you'd be paying a lot, and you'd have to make other, you know, tough choices. You'd have to work things around. You'd have to restructure contracts. But is it technically possible? Yeah, yeah. It's possible. Now, I don't know exactly how much you are carving into your roster to do it, but some, certainly. More than you already have to, and you have to some already.
Got a texture that says, the Titans are built like the team that Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl with. Great defense and a great hard-nosed running back.
That's true.
There are similarities, that's I will true. Say. Now, as good as the Titans' defense was this past year, I don't know that anybody would confuse it for the Legion of Boom.
No. No.
So there's that.
You take this Titans defense, keep the core together, get another year of improvement from Fulton, get Caleb Farley playing like a first-round pick, maybe get another corner. You know, there's still room for it to improve to the point where it could be really good.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things, I keep going back to the market because, you know, obviously we're here and we know what Nashville is. We know everything it brings to the table. And I think it's becoming more and more of a thing around the country as Nashville is becoming a bigger city. But it was interesting. Like, Bud Dupree's comments at the end of the year, he was like, yeah, Nashville's great. Like, I didn't really know much about it. And I grew up not that far from it. Nashville's pretty awesome. Like, it just kind of feels like there's still a lot of players, both in the NFL, NHL, whatever, they're like, oh, Nashville. When they get there, they're like, oh, that's pretty fun. But before that, they had no clue.
Their Walgreens are amazing.
Yeah, their Walgreens is great.
Sorry, I could not do it, man.
24-hour service.
What's your guy, Mayor? The mayor?
Yeah, mayor.
God, guy's awesome. I feel bad for him. I actually thought about him when they lost.
He's in the middle.
Mayor must be depressed today.
Mayor's in the middle writing another song for the AFC title game. Never came out.
See, we need the lost tapes of the AFC title game song. Yeah. No, I mean, if you, I think that's a big part of it. It is, for some people, you know, it depends, but I think with these two quarterbacks in particular, that's a thing you talk about. It's a thing that could matter. I mean, if you do cut this in half and you just ignore the NFC, assuming that now granted, again, these guys, have power over where they go. But if you take that out, because I think both teams would try to go to the AFC, basically it comes down to me like Pittsburgh, Denver, the Colts, and the Titans. Yep. Right? I mean, is there anybody I'm missing? I don't think there's really anybody. I mean, there are other teams that could be potentially, well, you know, the Dolphins
would
be a team that could be looking and you could try to be switching out of Tua.
Well, and if Aaron Rodgers is available, there are teams that will, even if they have quarterbacks, could come out of the woodwork. Like,
that's true.
The Raiders, if Aaron Rodgers is available, I know they love Derek Carr, but let me tell you, there's a difference between Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers. So, like, there are probably teams that we're not thinking of immediately that if it gets out there that he's available, would probably try to put their hat in this thing.
That's true. And, I mean, if you're Rodgers, I mean, who wouldn't want to play for Josh McDaniels?
Home run higher.
Yeah, home run. Yeah. But I guess, yeah, you're right. That's one of them. Dolphins would be one of them.
Sure.
And, you know, there's got to be appeal. Obviously, there's appeal for Rodgers looking at Denver now with their coaching situation.
Yeah.
I always feel like anybody who, like, is from California for some reason would just want to go to Las Vegas. But maybe I'm just wrong. Maybe they'd actually not want to go there. Completely not want to go there. But
Rodgers to the Niners?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna, yeah,
they tried last year.
If you're
going
to go in that conference, there's a lot of other possibilities.
Yeah. Shanahan tried it last year. Didn't work. maybe it's different this year.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, apparently, you know, the Jimmy G era, I think, has ended.
I think so.
But you know, I think the Trey Lance era, whatever that will look like, is about to begin.
Yeah. I don't know. They're in an interesting spot. I mean, you've got the Colts in this conversation. You brought it up. Like, any conversation you have about potential quarterbacks with the Titans, you can also have it for the Colts. Now, Ben has texted in on the text line, says, if you're the Colts, before Brady gets too far retired, would you throw $60 million at him for a year?
Wait, this is Indy Ben?
No, this is just regular
Ben.
Okay,
I was going to say, Indy Ben's like all good on, well, let's check out Wentz for another year. So that's one way to do it, and that may be what they do. But $60 million at Brady? Yeah, no, I don't think the number is what this is about.
I don't think so either.
You know, that people continue to Misreport the $15 million thing. Yes, yeah.
I saw that yesterday.
Our guy Greg Allman continues to say, you're wrong. Someone listen to me. Fighting the good fight, Greg.
That's right. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe from Maryland texting in. How bitter will the fans be if one of these premier quarterbacks ends up with the Colts? This seemed like the best year for the Titans to win it all, and if the Colts get their guy, that would certainly be the nail in the coffin for Tannehill with the fans. This coming from Joe from Maryland. That would be a tough pill for Titans fans to swallow if Russell Wilson ends up quarterbacking the Indianapolis Colts.
So, Joe, you're saying that if the Colts get a QB, then that's also Tannehill's fault?
Dang it, Ryan! Get out of here!
They dislike Ryan even more if the Colts get a... Well, yeah, certainly the AFC South picture changes.
Oh, yeah.
If they go get someone who's legitimately... look, a year ago, remember, I really thought they were going to be the team that ended up with Matthew Stafford. I mean, I thought the Colts were going to get Stafford.
Yeah.
Totally made sense, lined up, made sense for the Lions to move him to the other conference, and it didn't happen.
Well, let's just think about that from a – let's say you're Russell Wilson, and you've got a choice between the Titans and the Colts of where you want to get traded. Like, which roster is more attractive to you right now? I know the Colts have – you know, 1,000 Pro Bowlers and didn't make the playoffs. But, I mean, you've got Derrick Henry. You've got A.J. Brown. You know, I imagine the player's view of Julio Jones is still pretty good. I mean, I don't know. Like, offensively, unless the Colts address wide receiver, like, I don't think it's much of a comparison at this point. Yeah, I'll throw the ball to A.J. Brown. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You definitely like – and, you know, it's very close at running back. I mean, it is.
It is.
But still, Derrick Henry is – a different deal, and you know he's coming off an injury. But Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown's got to be a huge draw. You probably – but remember, what does Russell Wilson complain about all the time?
Offensive line.
And
well, I mean, last time out, didn't go well for the Colts. But, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean –
destroyed by Jacksonville.
They've got some issues. They got some great players up there. They got some issues. It's probably not that big of a difference. And then, you know, defensively, that matters too. I'd say the Titans are a little bit better at this point, which is surprising to say, but they have pass rush.
Yeah.
Unlike the Colts, and the Colts let Autry come here, and boy, does he make a difference. It's like a seesaw effect, you know. Autry comes here, and look at the defense here versus there now. So, but it's close. Again, so is there a tiebreaker in living in Nashville versus living in Indy?
I mean, I know where I'd rather live.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been to Indy.
I like,
it's fine.
I like Indy, but yeah, I'm not looking to move there.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chris texting in says, what Brady and Stafford have done the last 2 years will cause some teams to really potentially overpay for a quarterback this offseason. I mean, we do have in the last 2 years
probably true.
Two examples of teams, quote-unquote, going for it, and one of them's won a Super Bowl, and the other one's got a chance to do it here in a couple weeks. I mean, it's copycat league, as we know.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I'm trying to think. There's got to be some good examples of teams doing this where it didn't work out, right? Because I'm thinking also of Peyton Manning. A little bit different situation, but because, you know, Indy was out on him and all that stuff with his neck, and it was just a bad ending there. But that's – I mean, everybody wanted Peyton.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing as, like, we have this QB and we're going to – but are there examples of a team trying to do – I mean, there just aren't that many examples of this even happening, really.
No, I mean, Colts got Phillip Rivers. Was that a go for it, or was that a he's at the end of his career? We'll take our chance.
It was more. It was not quite. Now, well, the funny thing is, actually, Brady was viewed the same way as Philip Rivers. It's just that then he goes out and lights up the world and wins it all.
Yeah,
but I mean that's why Belichick drafted Jimmy G a few years ago. That started the whole problem there because they thought Brady was fading, and then all of a sudden he's like, okay, well, I'll stop eating all food, and I will show you, and I'll become a cyborg. You know,
and he's done it.
He did it. And now maybe he's just going to keep playing until he's 50. Who knows?
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Up next, why there could be some help coming for Ryan Tannehill this offseason in a place where they got virtually nothing this past season. We'll get to that coming up here in just a few minutes. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, and to celebrate, new customers can bet $5 to win $280 in cash on either team to win when you use promo code ROB when registering. That's right, you'll get your winnings in cold hard cash, because we know that cash is always better than free bets. Bengals and Rams, very interesting game. Rams favored in this game on the early line. I think I might like the Bengals in this game. They feel like the team of destiny, but you take it any way you want to take it. There's no better place to bet the Super Bowl 56 than FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got great odds and promotions for every single game in the NFL, including lots of odds you're going to want to take a look at for the Super Bowl as well. So don't miss your chance to turn $5 into $280 in cash. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code ROB to make every moment more this Super Bowl. Again, promo code ROB exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. A $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. A max bonus of $280. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a game problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 25 years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe, there's a very interesting position this offseason for the Titans that we'll take a look at here just in a second. But we do have a lot of thoughts to get to on the text line. So let's start with Jim on the text line that says, what if Tom Brady wants to come back and play for his buddy Vrabel? Being that he's won a Super Bowl for Tampa Bay already, he convinces them to trade, or else he just retires and they won't have him anyway. This allows Brady to possibly become what I believe would be the only quarterback to win the Super Bowl with three different teams, a feat that may never be duplicated. This comes from Jim on the text line.
It's that time of year to dream and imagine. Yeah,
well, hey, if you ask some people, the Titans passed on Brady for Tannehill a couple years ago. Said that Brady was, you know, absolutely coming here, and Titan said, pound sand.
Has anyone actually said that other than Jared?
No.
Okay.
Well, Titans fans, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there was a whole lot of that Saturday night where they lost to Cincinnati of, I can't believe the Titans passed on Tom Brady for this guy.
Right. Like,
well, yeah. Did they?
Yeah.
If they did, then okay.
Yeah. If he explicitly said, I know that they're buddies, but you know, a lot of people in this league are buddies, yeah. You know. But if he explicitly said, I want to come play for you guys, then that's one thing. I have not heard that. Now, he and Edelman like sent Vrabel a TikTok from a basketball game, though.
They're FaceTiming.
So
yeah.
We do have that.
I think it was like a Syracuse
evidence.
Game or something.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
I was at that game.
Were you?
Yeah, it was Julian Edelman, Tom Brady, and Jimmy Fallon, all sitting courtside. Right. Super random.
And Vrabel.
Pretty random. And then they were FaceTiming Vrabel, yeah. Interesting.
Oh, man.
That's proof.
Andrew from Dover texting in says, I'd rather have Tannehill over Rodgers, Brady, or Wilson. Both their careers are almost over, and Stillman needs to let go of the Russell Wilson. He's not worth it. Andrew would rather have Ryan Tannehill over Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, and Brady. You know what? It's good to have different perspectives.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I mean, seriously, I walk.
Excuse me. I misread that.
Okay.
I'd rather have Tannehill or Rodgers over Brady or Wilson.
Oh, okay. Tannehill or Rodgers. Yeah.
My apologies, Andrew.
That's a little bit more. Yeah. As I was going to say, hey, you know, it's a,
now, it's still a hot
marketplace
take.
Of ideas here.
It's still a hot take. But
yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I would choose Russell.
If I could handpick one of the four. Probably be Rodgers.
Yes.
But.
Yes, it would be Rodgers. Yes. You know, Wilson, and I would pick Wilson over Tannehill. Yes. I will say that I'm a little concerned about Russell Wilson's health and, you know, long-term viability and all that stuff. But it would be interesting. I don't know. Like, there can't be too many teams out there, even now, through the injuries and whatever, that that wouldn't be intrigued by Russell Wilson running their offense.
Yeah, I would say so. Ty texting in says, going back to the quarterback going for it conversation, maybe some that didn't work out. Ty says, what about Minnesota and Brett Favre? Maybe kinda didn't work out. This is coming from Ty. They did get to the NFC title game.
Yeah, and they were good. They were better. It was an upgrade.
Yeah. There was a thing called Bounty Gate that almost got half the Vikings killed in that game too. But yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I guess if working only can mean winning or at least getting to a Super Bowl, then it didn't. But it was still an upgrade.
Well, that's the thing, though.
They got better. They improved because of it.
This is a relatively new conversation because quarterback movement has become more of a thing the last few years in the NFL. This used to just not happen. So there's not too many examples of it at all, much less working or not working.
Right. I mean, the NFL has moved more toward like what the NBA is. It won't get fully to that.
No.
But, yes, there's a lot more movement. There's a lot more movement in sports.
Yeah.
In general. I mean, you know.
I'm all for it.
College football, I mean, you have to keep track of, like, you know, like the star quarterback of, you know, the number two quarterback Clemson is going to be either at Ohio State or Georgia or, you know, Oklahoma the next year and on and on and on.
Jamie from Paris texting in says, the free agent tight end class is pretty deep this year. Could possibly get a good one. Funny you say that, Jamie, because that's what I wanted to talk about is the tight end class of free agents that are out there and available. Now, I think you would agree that still the most likely scenario is that Ryan Tannehill is the quarterback next year. It's the most likely scenario. Not saying that he will be. It is the most likely scenario that number 17 is back at quarterback for the Titans. And we know it. I mean, you got basically nothing from the tight end position in terms of pass catching all year. Now, Firkser came on a little bit towards the end of the year and, you know, had a couple good games. Had a good game against Houston for sure in the last game of the season. Caught a big touchdown against Miami. So it wasn't a total zero, but for a lot of the season, it pretty much was a total zero in the passing game at the tight end position. You look at some of the free agents that are out there this offseason. Zach Ertz, Rob Gronkowski, who I would imagine if Brady retires, he's probably right behind him. Jared Cook out there. Robert Tonyan out there as an unrestricted free agent as well. Jimmy Graham, and he's
almost 36.
CJ Uzomah, unrestricted free agent as well. So there are options on the tight end front out there and available to you. I did not even mention O.J. Howard, who will be a free agent as well. What do you think of the idea of maybe pursuing a tight end in the free agent market this offseason? A lot of people talking about the draft and a tight end, and I think either way, probably be great to take a tight end at some point in the draft this year. But what do you think of a Zach Ertz or a Robert Tonyan or a Jared Cook out there in free agency for the Titans?
With Ertz, I don't see how they could get into that. I mean, I can't find the money, so I found enough money for them to like sign Landry, you know.
You did
tag Landry, but I can't find the money for what I mean. Ertz made $8.5 million this year. I would wager that Ertz will be a pretty coveted tight end out there. I think clearly the top choice out there because, like you said, I don't think Gronk's around. If Brady ends up actually following through on this and retiring, and Graham's up there. Graham was overpaid at $8 million already this year. Ertz will be covered. I can't imagine they can get into that. Sounds great, but like, find the money. I can't. If they can, then credit to them. Here's Zach Ertz. If the cap doesn't exist, then okay. Then there you go. You can go. I mean, I would look down the list. It's interesting when you look on this list. First of all, I think Firkser is like 11th.
Yeah.
He's 11th on the list in terms of salary this year.
Yeah.
You know, making $3 million. I mean, a guy like Tonyan is kind of intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Like Tonyan, I'd look more at the, you know, at the more affordable options. Like, I know O.J. Howard has always been, I mean, look, when I watched him in Alabama, like, oh, my God, that guy's going to be a dominant 10-year tight end in the NFL. But he hasn't been that. Made 2.8 this year, 27 years old. Could, you know, change the scenery, do something. And granted, I mean, he has played at a place that had Gronk and Brate. I mean, it's like a good tight end room there. So maybe more opportunity for him. You take a flyer on that. Tonyan's interesting. I mean, I Max Williams is kind of an interesting guy to me.
Yeah.
Like Cook is, you know, Cook's 35 years old or about to be 35.
Come back for round two with the Titans.
Yeah, he's a former Titan. What about like a David Njoku?
Hurst.
I've always thought that he was really talented.
Yeah.
You know, he's also had injuries, but he's only 25.
I know.
Made 2.3 this year. He's an interesting guy.
There's a loaded list here.
Like, yeah. I mean, like someone in that range, I think, more in the range of, okay, 2 year, you know, $6 million or $7 million or something like that type thing.
Yeah.
Along with, I think, a draft pick could very much change that room for the better.
I mean, there's a lot of guys on this list. I mean, Hayden Hurst is on the list, Evan Engram on the list, Robert Tonyan. I mean, you can go on and on for, in terms of options for tight ends. Now, a lot of these guys will also probably be re-signed by whatever team they play for. So keep that in mind as they move forward. But right now, there's a lot of tight ends scheduled to be unrestricted free agents.
I mean, Mike Gesicki is a talented guy, you know. So, yeah, it's you go down this list. And actually, it's funny because so Firkser is there is like 11th, and Swaim is like 16th on the list of what they made this last year, 2.5. Poor Michael Pruitt made $990,000. Man, poor guy can't get seven figures for what he did for this team. That's a bargain for the Titans.
Maybe bring him back.
Well, we'll probably have another offseason and say, nah. And then they'll sign him at the end.
Sign him at some point. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans and the tight end position. Got more of your thoughts to get to on our text line as well, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Well, 102.5 The Game, Preds Game Day broadcasts are brought to you by Hermitage Design Center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens, and baths on the web at GoHermitage.com. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, talking Titans and the tight end position. Some intriguing options out there in free agency. So, do the Titans handle that position in free agency? Should they do it in the draft? Should they address it in both? We'll take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Seth from Centerville texting in says, would you take a flyer on a guy like Jake Butt, solid in college but injured in the NFL for his entire career? This coming from Seth from Centerville on the text line.
Very good college player.
He was.
He was actually one of those really good examples of why no one should ever complain to a college player for sitting out a bowl game.
Yeah.
Because he tore his knee up pretty badly in his last game for Michigan. Honestly, I haven't kept much track of Jake Butt since then. You know, that's a flyer. I mean, you're talking about very low cost.
Right.
If you did something like that. So, sure. But, I mean, is Jake Butt any sort of significant upgrade over, like, a Swaim or Pruitt?
I mean, he played 8 games last year. Yeah, 10 catches for 90 yards.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, not the greatest quarterback situation in Denver, I get that, but 10 catches, 90 yards.
A lot of good college players who it's just different in the NFL, especially, as you mentioned, you know, when someone has a serious injury like that. But, I mean, like, there's a lot of guys like that you could get for a very low cost. So that's fine. Now, but I think the Titans need to, you know, they need to shoot higher. They need to, and again, probably high in the draft, but that also gets complicated when you don't have a second round pick because whatever you do with your first round pick, now you know you're going to have to wait or you're going to have a while or you're going to have to move back into the second round or somewhere else move up to probably to get somebody who's really good unless you spend that first round pick on somebody. I don't know if there's a tight end worth that.
Ron on the text line. In all the years of me being a Titans fan, I don't think we've ever had to worry about the tight end position because we've always had a pretty good one. I can't remember when the last time was we didn't have a fairly good tight end. This team has always had good tight ends over the years. It has been a position of strength over the years when you're talking, you know, Wycheck and Bo Scaife and Jared Cook was good for a little while here in Nashville. Obviously, Delanie Walker and Jonnu Smith. I mean, they've had some pretty good tight ends over the years here. And now you're kind of left searching for one.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's been a historically strong position. You know, so last year they got through okay, but I think it's very really important for that to be better. It's just not a, you know, there's no one in this draft. Usually in the draft there's like at least a tight end or two. You're like, oh yeah, you know, like that's the guy. They're just really, I think we could absolutely go through this draft with no tight ends going in the first round. I think that's very possible. A Weidermeyer kid from Texas A&M, most people think he's the best tight end, but yep, he may not go in the first round.
I got a texture that says, just trade for Jonnu back. Not like the Patriots use him much anyway. The value shouldn't be that high after the season he had this year. You think of that. Just call up Belichick and, hey, man, we'll take you to get Jonnu back over here.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure Belichick would be on board with that.
Yeah.
After they invested what they invested in him.
Heidi from Dixon texting in says, we don't need a tight end. We need two. A starter and at least an upgraded backup over Anthony Firkser. Get two tight ends somehow. It's coming from Heidi from Dixon. So Heidi wants to
Well, I agree.
I agree too. That's what I'm saying. Like I think there's a decent chance. You take a look at a tight end in free agency and you draft one at some point too. Now, to me, if you're drafting one, it's probably not coming to the third or fourth round. And then you start to get into, all right, well, how much is that player really going to help you? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, you hope to draft really well and find someone there that, who is a great value. But there are also, I mean, actually, the kid last year from Kansas State who tore up his knee in camp, Briley Moore.
Yep.
I thought he had some upside. So it's possible someone like that, you know, could emerge as well. You know, they've had a few other guys who they got in their futures. They got Austin Ford in there. You know, they need some fresh blood for sure. Yeah, you've got on the injured list. You got Briley Moore is on that, and again, I think he's got talent. As a pass catcher, Tommy Hudson, let's not forget, was a guy who was supposed to be in the mix this year. He's also on IR, you know, so he was season-ending IR for him too. So I mean, you end up with Hudson, Briley Moore, and Michael Pruitt all on season-ending IR. So it could have looked a little different this year. I don't know how dramatically, you know, a Hudson or as a rookie Moore would have changed things this year, but they are potential answers down the road here.
So how important do you think the tight end position is, not only for the team to address in the offseason, but for Ryan Tannehill specifically? Because, well, I mean, we talked about it. They got virtually nothing out of that all year long in terms of the passing game. How much of a difference maker, how much do you think that contributed to some of the struggles that we saw from Tannehill this year as not really having a reliable option at tight end? Albeit, probably should have thrown the ball to tight end on the third interception he threw against Cincinnati.
That's true. Saying. Yep, Firkser released, wide open underneath. But, I think it's hard to answer. It's hard to know exactly, like, okay, what all led to Tannehill's regression this year. I think pass protection's an easy answer there. I think you have to look at OC for sure, but the offense also was different. In his 2 years where he was really good, way better than this year, they were a base two tight end offense, and they ran a lot of stuff out of that. You can run the ball out of that. You can run play action out of that, and obviously you do that when you have better players at the position too. And Jonnu Smith, obviously, big part of that. So this year they switched to, you know, three wide receiver or 11 personnel as your base formation. I think it was like 40%+ of the time. I remember last year when they got Julio and everything, it was like, I bet you they're going to go 11
yep.
a lot, which they did. But how much is that a factor? Like how much did that take away some of their strengths as an offense? How much did it adversely affect Tannehill? Probably some. So if you basically make your tight end room stronger so you can at least feel better about going to tight ends more often, does that help Tannehill? I mean, I don't know. He performed well with that base. What's cause and effect on there? It's hard to say.
It is. I think back to this year, there just wasn't much there in the middle of the field, right? I mean, there's not much production from the tight end. You know, I think Chester Rogers is a nice player. But like Chester Rogers is not your ideal slot receiver to me. I think that's another area you could take a look at either in the draft or in some way this offseason and say, yeah, the Titans could probably get better there. So I just go back to, I mean, you got A.J. Brown and you can move him around and put him basically wherever you want to. So I recognize that. But it would be nice to have, you know, A.J. Brown on the one side, Julio Jones on the other side, and have some sort of option over the middle of the field, which I didn't feel like was there consistently enough. And some of that's probably play calling, play design. Some of that's the personnel that they have, the injuries. I mean, there's a lot of things to factor into that. But it just kind of felt like the Titans were not very dangerous in the middle of the field this year.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. I mean, and look, Jonnu Smith, and you know, the red zone performance was still good this year. So I mean, that's the thing. You know, with the Titans, if you want to look at Todd Downing, like their third down, really good. Their red zone offense was still really good. But I feel like Jonnu Smith, that's where he was definitely effective. And I thought Firkser this year in the red zone would be more of a factor. Clearly, I thought that.
You did. Call your shot Friday.
He got – how many TDs did he end up? Did he end up with a couple? One of them was a fumble recovery.
He did catch, I think, two.
Yeah. So there you go. So it came on late. But, yeah, they still had good performance there. But, yeah, I feel like you're so tough to deal with in the red zone if you have – good tight ends. You have Derrick Henry, and also, you know, you have like a guy like A.J. Brown, or even, look, a guy like Julio Jones. If he's back next year, and I think he will be, that still should be an area of the field where he can be effective, even if he never gets back close to explosive Julio Jones.
So how should John Robinson approach this offseason if Tannehill is still the quarterback next year? How aggressive should he be? We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.